Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Your hometown. Today, we stay in Chicago and visit Bronzeville, an historic Black American business, arts, and cultural epicenter. Stay with us all day as we explore Bronzeville. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.
And McDonald's, too. And by the way, thanks for the pies and the coffees from the folks at McDonald's. We got a cache of McDonald's coffees and pies here. Thank you very much for that. So what about Bronzeville, the area comprising the Douglas, Grand Boulevard, and Oakland community, south side of Chicago, over by IIT? They got the new metro station there in 2011, the Black Metropolis, one of the nation's most significant concentrations of African-American businesses and culture. And the names that populate the Bronzeville story are well known. We'll touch on some of those here, but first, hello to Sherry Williams, the founder and president of the Bronzeville Historical Society. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hello and good morning, John. This is a wonderful opportunity to say happy holidays to you and all.
Why is it called Bronzeville, Sherry? How did it get that name?
So there are several narratives that come out of the Chicago Bee newspaper, which is now a closed newspaper, and certainly the Chicago Defender. And both of them sort of started using that term following a beauty contest that was held to bring more readers to the Chicago Bee newspaper. So they held this opportunity for ladies to gain some readers for the newspaper, and they called that contest the Bronzeville Beauty Contest. And so that term sort of stuck over the many years. But prior to the term Bronzeville, of course, it was largely called the Black Metropolis.
What brought people to that Black Metropolis?
When I look at my own family's narrative, I can't help but think about the large numbers who came through the Great Migration during World War II. And so President Roosevelt created Executive Order 8809, and this provided opportunities for women and African Americans to gain employment during the time at which materials were needed for World War II. And when those job opportunities opened without discrimination, a large influx of people left the South, my family leaving Mississippi, and they came in droves. And so here was my grandmother's route to Chicago, living with her brothers who had arrived earlier. She brought her three daughters with her and remained until the Dan Ryan was built in the 1950s. So about 1954, many who lived in Bronzeville were displaced when the Dan Ryan was being constructed. So our family, you know, remained there until then and then, you know, moved to Englewood. And that story resonates with a lot of people who came into Chicago. It was those job opportunities, either in the steel mills or meatpacking plants, and then ammunition companies that were working to build those materials needed for World War II.
The highway kind of segregated some of the Black communities in Chicagoland on the west side and the south side, didn't it?
Yeah, the highways and certainly viaducts and railroad lines still continue to be those demarcations for how communities are segregated and separated. And so we still see the remnants of how these expressways certainly disrupted how our communities were thriving in pockets where there were many, many, many Black businesses that were displaced along with those who had to leave to build the expressway.
Well, what's became this concentration of black businesses and black culture? You said part of the Great Migration. What's Bronzeville like today? What sort of, I'm looking at the list of people who have lived there or who have had significant contributions to or have put their stamp on Bronzeville: Quincy Jones, Lou Rawls, Ida B. Wells. I'm just getting started here. Rube Foster, the founder of the Negro National Baseball League. I mentioned Ida B. Wells, Margaret Taylor Burroughs, co-founder of the DuSable Museum of African American History, Bessie Coleman, even the likes of Amarla Gibbs and Jennifer Beals and Minnie Riperton. What an interesting set of people.
Well, these are certainly many who need to be illuminated even more. So imagine that there's, you know, monuments and markers and landmarks and historical sites that have never, ever been documented fully for whom their occupants were, mm-hmm. or even how African-American excellence in Chicago really has had a timeline from the Civil War all the way up into present day. So the timeline for that community, certainly we look at the early 1900s or 1917 when the World War One, but the timeline for the community is way earlier than what we see as the Great Migration period. Yes, those historic figures that you named are, you know, a part of many others that I could add to that list. And black Chicagoans are pretty hard to compare to other cities that may have notables because of that concentration, you know. And I could add, you know, to that list, you know, Muhammad Ali, you know, a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War, and of course, a heavyweight boxing champion, and Harold Washington, our first black mayor of the city of Chicago, and Annie Turnbull Malone, the first African-American woman to become a millionaire. And so the list would, you know, continue on what you've already shared with the listeners.
We are going to, throughout the day, talk more about what's happening in Bronzeville today. But a good way to start our show today is with a little history from Sherry Williams. Sherry, how can we find out more about Bronzeville? Is there a website you recommend we go to?
Yes, absolutely. Our website is BronzevilleHistoricalSociety.wordpress.com. If you were to Google Bronzeville Historical Society, it would be at the top of what you would see available for how folks can find out more about the society.
Well, thank you for doing what you're doing, and thank you for starting our day off so well, Sherry. Very interesting stories. We'll click on and find out more.
I appreciate your call, and again, happy holidays.
Her name is Sherry Williams, and she's the founder and president of the Bronzeville Historical Society.